I'm sorry I did this to us.
I might not have been sure everything between us was fixed yet, but I was beginning to believe it could be, and I was starting to think I'd made the wrong choice when I'd been offered it.
It wasn't you.
It was both of us.
Tears mixed with the rain on my cheeks. Before he could say anything else, another bolt of lightning slammed into our shield and shattered it. The force of its power sent us flying, and I crashed down on my back in the mud 5 meters from Darius as he scrambled to his knees. I pushed myself upright, and we looked across the distance separating us as the rain pelted us again, and a huge crash of thunder sounded in warning. If we didn't stop this, we were going to get ourselves killed. And as much as we wanted to defy the heavens and refuse to bow to their commands, I couldn't just abandon Darcy like that. Agony of a far too familiar nature splintered through my heart as I called on my order form, and flaming wings burst from my skin. Darius watched me as the rain pelted down on him, his whole posture written with defeat as he waited for me to leave him behind again.
I'm sorry.
He nodded, just a little to let me know he understood. I turned and ran from him before he could see me shatter, diving over the edge of the cliff as my wings snapped out, and I beat them hard as I flew toward the storm clouds which had come to curse us. I kept flying hard and fast, diving into the clouds and relishing the satisfying hiss that sounded as my wings turned the rain to steam all around me. I let the phoenix fire have me, coating my skin in it and relishing the full power of my order as I flew into the darkness within the clouds, burning a path right through the center of them. I finally burst free, emerging above the storm and looking up at the sky as the last stars lingered in a sea of navy blue on the horizon. I raised my hands and bared my teeth at them as I unleashed the might of my order on the heavens themselves, hoping I could curse them just as they had cursed me. Red and blue flames poured from me in a torrent so hot that the air shimmered all around us.
You don't get to choose for me!
Thunder rumbled as the storm dissipated beneath me, and for a moment I could have sworn the sky was mocking me. Tears sprung from my eyes and I turned away from the sky and the stars and all the fucking secrets they held as I raced back down to the ground. They may have forced us apart, but my lips still tingled with the memory of Darius's mouth on mine. And if we'd managed to steal that much, then I was going to figure out how to claim a whole lot more. I'd been a thief for a long time. And if I had to take my destiny from the clutches of the stars while they slept, then I'd figure out a way to do it. I'd never set my mind on something and failed before, and this wouldn't be the first time.